The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Now you sound loud and clear.
Okay, fabulous. That's good to hear.
And in thinking about what we would talk about on today's program, I thought I would put myself in a typical patient's shoes, for example, And the question that needs to be asked is, you know, why do patients go to a doctor?
Well, in general, patients go to doctors because they don't feel well. They're exhibiting symptoms. They have something related to their health that worries them.
Okay. Plus, you know, they're told go for your yearly checkup. You know, when they go for the yearly checkup, if you think about it, and the patients know this, you know, they're going to have their blood pressure checked or their blood sugar checked or their cholesterol checked. I think those are the things that probably are on their mind. So you've got, you know, those conditions which you could be feel perfectly well and have normalities there. And then you have the patient with the symptoms, you know, maybe he has a backache or something hurts. You know, usually, you know, something is not right. And then if you think about how they are treated when they get to the doctor is basically looking, you know, if you're going for blood tests for sugar, cholesterol, or for your blood pressure, you're basically looking to get a drug. If you go with pain, in most cases, they'll recommend something for the pain and maybe do some other testing to see if they can determine the cause of the pain. And, you know, earlier in the week, we were talking about the flu, and only in the context of vaccines. But I'm going to look at it in a different way today. You know, they say every year they put out that number of 36,000 people die from the flu, which is probably inflated. But here's the question I wanted to put out is why do we accept that number? Even if it's inflated, why do we accept that number? You never hear anybody say, this is what you have to do in order not to get the flu. All they say is go get your flu shot. Don't you see a trend here? Everything is about selling something instead of telling the person what they knew to keep themselves, what they have to know to keep themselves healthy.
Very, very true. And there are so many different approaches to maintaining good health, getting proper hydration, getting proper rest, getting a certain amount of physical movement, exercise, and certainly attending to that foundational nutrition approach.
And I think, you know, where I want to start off today's discussion is first talking a little bit about what we do to ourselves that undermine our health. Because you have to start there. You have to stop doing the things that undermine our health before you can get into the things that can improve our health. And
okay,
Janet, lastly, then, you know, if you're doing everything you can, you know, then you resort to taking things to correct any other residual problems that might exist. But most of the time, they all go away when you take the first two steps.
Well, that's a very interesting concept, and it's a perspective that sometimes people are very responsive to, and sometimes they say, well, I can't give that up. I can't do without my, and name your favorite poison. So, Dr. Slavin, what are some of the motivations you can give people to lead them to making those better choices?
Well, Janet, as you know, we do testing, not just to look for what drugs to put people on, because that's not our approach. You know, we look to get people off drugs, but we look to find out how the body is functioning. And a lot of times, or in many cases, you know, the patient actually feels well. And yet when we do these different tests, we find areas of dysfunction. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, what's going on in that person that's disrupting that function in the body? This is before a patient might even get any symptoms. But these areas of dysfunction increase that patient's risk of illnesses down the line if you don't make the changes early on. See, mainstream medicine isn't about keeping people from getting sick. It's about treating sickness. And that's a, you know, that point has to be made and highlighted, because if you want to stay healthy, you know, going to your doctor is not the place to go, because they're not trained in that regard. They're trained to treat sickness. They don't even know how to diagnose health when they see it. You know, to them, health is the absence of disease. So if they can't diagnose anything, in other words, if they can't find a reason to be put on a drug, then by their definition, you're healthy. But that's far from the truth. A lot of people are not healthy, even though they might still feel well. So you do the test, you find, you ask about, well, how do you motivate people? Well, you can't motivate everybody, I have to tell you that. They have to motivate themselves. They have to understand that, what you know, the significance of these abnormalities. These are early warning signs, of, you know, very early warning signs of a problem. And it's easy to fix at the beginning. That's the point. And usually the first step they have to consider, though, is cutting back on the carbohydrates. You know, how many years has it been now since they took people off fat and put them on carbs?
And, very, very long time, probably in excess of 25 years.
Right. So it's a couple generations now that have to be retrained. Now we have to take people off carbs and put them on back on healthy fats.
That's going to be a very difficult task, in my opinion. And my reasoning is this, Dr. Slavin. The carbs are kind of the comfort food, the feel-good, full-tummy experience. And sometimes the individual who really needs to make some changes finds it very, very difficult. So what are some of the suggestions you have for the people who really need to be learning about these changes?
Well, first of all, people have to understand, too, that carbs are highly addictive. And I know a lot of people don't like to become addicts, but I would think that food addiction is probably the greatest health challenge in this country. It's not drug addiction. It's food addiction. And it's the carbohydrates that people are getting addicted to, and that's because of the various effects it has on the body, not the least of which is how it affects your insulin and blood sugar levels, because that really controls your desire to eat or not to eat. So the goal should be to keep your blood sugar and insulin levels as constant as possible, avoiding the ups and downs that are caused by a diet that includes too many carbohydrates.
And once the people begin to experience that stability, once people begin to understand that by making changes from processed carbs, from starchy carbs, and I'm talking about things like rice and pasta and bread and cereal. So many people use cereals as their first choice for breakfast. And so when they make those changes from those starchy carbs and start to look at the carb replacements that have very appetite stabilizing, blood sugar stabilizing, literally triglyceride stabilizing foods. And I'm talking about things like beans, all kinds of beans, all kinds of legumes. If they understand that they can make a substitution for white potato with sweet potato. The other very important part of this discussion, I think, Dr. Slavin, has to do with amount. And I think Americans have been led to believe by the portions that they are served in restaurants that you have essentially free rein on how much you eat. And that truly is not the price, not the case.
You know, I would be curious, and I don't know the answer to this, but going back pre-Kellogg's days, you know, that's before they started processing all these grains into breakfast foods. What the typical American breakfast was like?
I'm going to say the typical American breakfast was probably pretty much like the typical American dinner.
All right. I mean, and if you think about it, the most carbohydrate-laden meal of the day is probably breakfast.
Because we've been led to think that we should have toast and pancakes and cereal, all of those kinds of things. And really, that is a mistaken path to go down.
Or if you're in a hurry in the morning, you know, maybe a cup of coffee and a donut or a muffin, you know, mostly it's pretty much all carbohydrates. So you start off the day wrong, and then it just continues from there. So you have your breakfast, your blood sugar shoots up, and then your body has to respond to that. So it puts out insulin. And, you know, and the control of blood sugar when it shoots up like that is not as precise as it should be. And the body doesn't know exactly how much insulin it should put out. So it puts out an adequate amount. And usually what happens is around mid-morning, a couple hours after eating, your blood sugar drops below what would be considered baseline because the body put out maybe a little bit too much insulin. And when that happens, that's when people get that mid-morning, either they feel a little tired, they feel a little hungry, and they go for the snacks again, so the mid-morning snacks. And this vicious cycle continues throughout the day. And you can correct it. And the way I tell people to do it, maybe, you know, we'll tell people what I usually say after the break. But it can be accomplished. And when you start off the day right, it's much easier to make those changes. You know, people always say to me when, and they say it to you too, Janet, when you say, well, you got to cut back on the carbs, and they think about what they're eating, and they say, what's left to eat? And that's
exactly
the problem too. And, you know, Janet, I think this is a good time for us to take a break. I just want to remind our listeners that this radio program is sponsored by Advanced Medical Testing Centers, where you can go. It's a great alternative to the other drawing centers like Quest and LabCorp. You know, no weights, professional service, and a really great environment. But more importantly than that, they do a lot of tests for other labs than just Quest or LabCorp, where you can get the information we talk about on this program. So if you're interested, you can give them a call, set up an appointment through LabWorp, 754-216-2332. And, of course, that music means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and with me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We also have a seminar scheduled for next week, Wednesday, September 9th, starting at 7 p.m. This will be held at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, and the address is 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 210. It's going to be on ways of preventing breast cancer. Now, I don't think too many seminars talk about that, or even if they have seminars on that. I don't even think they even have seminars on how to prevent a disease. They have seminars, you know, well, they have sentences. Get mammography, you know, don't, you know, instead of getting breast cancer, you know, so, which doesn't make any sense. You know, they save a life, get mammography. But we'll, we'll talk about the different things you can do to reduce your risk of breast cancer. And part of the discussion will be a very detailed explanation of why thermography is such an important tool for people to use.
Dr. Slavin, I don't think that a lot of natural practitioners are allowed to say that a natural approach will actually prevent a disease. So you as a physician have a different set of rules that you must adhere to, and that you are, because of your medical training, you are allowed to say that the things that you are using in your practice, the different testing, the approaches to overcome tests that are out of the reference range, then you can certainly say you have the tools to prevent disease. Now, I know that choosing a right diet, supplementing with the right substances, I know those things can prevent disease, but I'm not necessarily allowed to say it.
Really? I would think you'd be allowed to recite facts?
One would think, but sometimes there is, even when you're citing from accepted research published in peer-reviewed journals, widely accepted just in the culture, sometimes there are complaints and claims made against a natural practitioner for saying, talking about prevention. And what's really, really interesting is that potential to just put them out of practice when they're making claims about a natural substance. The FDA is very, very strict about this. And here they are. They're so strict about this, but they let GMOs into our food supply. They let glyphosate into the pesticide applications that are put on our crops. They're letting a lot of dangerous chemicals into environment, but we have to be very careful with what we say.
And the doctors aren't saying it, and they're preventing anybody who's not a doctor from saying it. What does that tell you then about healthcare in this country? Are they just trying to protect their own special interest?
It seems like they are very, very much in the government agencies that supposedly are meant to be protecting our health and well-being and minimizing our exposure to potentially dangerous chemicals and problem substances in our food. Then they are indeed on the side of the chemical companies rather than the consumer.
Well, that's for sure. There's no debate about that. But I would like to put things in perspective for the healthcare consumer. So, you know, the things to consider. So after you've considered, you know, avoiding exposure to toxins in the environment, removing the detrimental foods from your diet. By the way, that's another great source of toxins in the food supply, as Jana was just mentioning. Besides the high carbohydrate content of some people's diet. So you fix that up. And the next, you know, so, and the doctors may or may not get into that with you. I know they don't talk about the environment at all. They may talk a little bit about, you know, losing weight, you know, cut back on carbs, probably very little there too. And then they're right, the next step for them is a drug. And that's where the health food, I think, the health food industry has come in, because the drugs are associated with so many side effects, many of them extremely dangerous, that people have been looking for alternatives to drugs. And I think, and in fact, the category of alternative medicine refers to alternatives to what mainstream medicine is, because mainstream medicine is really only three things. It's the prescribing of drugs, the use of surgery, or chemotherapy and radiation. That's it. Anything beyond that is considered alternative medicine. So that's why it's been growing this area, because people are dissatisfied with their choices. You know, you go to a doctor, and if you don't need surgery and don't have cancer, then he's giving you a drug. And you say, isn't there a way I can get better without a drug? First of all, less expensive, unless you have a drug plan that covers it. Usually no side effects. In fact, if you were to look up the number of deaths from using natural substances, I think the number is around zero, compared to over 100,000 deaths a year from using prescription drugs that have been prescribed properly and used properly, and yet there are deaths associated with those types of drugs. So I think that's where the demand comes from. People want alternatives to drugs, but before you get even to the alternatives to drugs and the natural supplements, you got to really pay attention to the environment and the toxins and the foods and the toxins, whether they be artificial or natural toxins. You have to consider sugar as a toxin. And And then the, you know, when you start doing that, and of course, exercise plays a major role too. So you have to get into regular exercise. And exercise, you know, can't be overemphasized the importance. And it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you do it on a consistent basis. You know, figure out what you can do every day. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, but it has to be on a consistent, regular basis. And your body will reap the rewards of it. You know, you should think about this. Determine how active you want to be when you're 90 years old. And that's the type of exercise you should be doing. If you just want to be sitting around in a wheelchair at 90, you can start now, but you may not even make it to 90 if you start now. So, you know, that's the way you have to think of things. You have to think ahead, because I think too many people really don't. You know, there's a famous saying I hear from patients often: if I had known I was going to live so long, I'd taken better care of myself.
It's true, but I think sometimes in people's minds, they have this viewpoint that if I live to 90 years old, the view is I will be in a debilitated state. I might not necessarily be mobile. I might not necessarily have by full mental faculties. And I think sometimes it's very scary to contemplate for many people this concept that they may live to 90 years old. And I think that one of the things that we possibly, hopefully inspire in our listeners and motivate our listeners to make the right decisions now, because you can have a very, very health-supported advanced age, but it means maintaining, not giving up on what you're able to do with regard to your mind as well as your body. So right now is the time to make a plan for your exercise. If you are very, very tired and you don't sleep well, make a plan, come to see Dr. Slavin, come to see me. I'm here at Greenlands, and Greenlands is a place where you can come and sit down with me, and I'll give you the information you need about putting together a plan for proper, restful, extended sleep. Dr. Slavin has so many different approaches to support your energy and balance your hormones, and it's that hormone balance that contributes to good sleep. So today is the day to make the plan. Dr. Slavin?
And what I find very frequently when patients don't feel well, the first place I look, we've done lab work, and a lot of times the lab work comes back okay. You don't see anything staring you in the face as to why they don't feel well. But look at the drugs they're taking. And then look at all the side effects associated with the drugs. And more often than not, you'll find the reason for they're not feeling well is in the drugs they're taking. And they'll say, but I've been taking them for so long, they never gave me a problem. Well, there are a couple issues with that. Number one, problems can start at any time. But in today's drug market, where the drugs are manufactured, the likelihood is that you're taking a generic version of a drug. Who knows where they're made? Because each time you get the prescription filled, it could be from a different company, so it's made differently. Who knows just how pure the ingredients are? We know they're not interested really in purity, because they put dyes, colorants in there, and fillers that aren't found naturally in the food supply. So, drugs are inherently risky. And that's why more and more people are looking to get off their drugs, but they can't do it unless they know what created the need for the drug in the first place, and then fix it. Then you can get off the drug.
And that's a situation that many people face and come to me for nutritional guidance. But the truth is, they need to be discussing those issues with you, because as a physician, you are the one who is able to guide them to come off prescription medication. I hear music.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about the steps you can take right away to start reversing your path toward illness and change your direction toward health. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute, services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
We're back. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and with me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And just a reminder, our office is closed on Fridays. And so if you were to try to call today, you would just get a message. And I'm referring now to the thermography seminar or the breast health seminar. I don't know what I can, I guess, Janet, I can say anything, right? It's just you that can't.
You're right.
Well, let's say if you were just a radio commentator, couldn't you say anything then? Or
it depends on how I phrase it. And so, having been doing this for as long as we have, Dr. Slavin, I have learned how to properly phrase using the word may mm-hmm. possibly, those kinds of things.
Now, are those rules written anywhere?
Unfortunately, no. And what's very, very interesting is sometimes when you think you have done it correctly, and here's an example. When you say, according to the research, and then possibly reference the specific facility where the research was done, I would think you would be very, very safe. But there have been instances when companies have, pharmaceutical companies have complained about using that very approach to discuss possibly damage done by certain pharmaceuticals and possibly bring to the consumer a point that maybe what the research there was showing about a natural substance being able to help a specific symptom. They sometimes say, you can't talk about it, you can't reference that, you cannot, that is something you may not discuss.
Jenna, how about this? According to published studies, as much as 50% of bypass operations are unnecessary.
Whoa. Well, I'm going to say that if certain bypass facilities hear you say that, they might voice a complaint.
Well, I'll tell you what, next week we have this seminar on thermography and breast health, perhaps. Maybe I can talk about health. You know, who knows what the First Amendment doesn't allow anymore.
Okay.
And then coming up, maybe in the next few weeks, maybe in a month, we'll talk about heart disease and how that's approached and what alternatives people have, because one thing the mainstream medicine and the medical establishment is good at is creating fear in order to get their way. They get their way with surgery, they get their way with chemotherapy, they get their way with all the drugs people are put on. And I wouldn't be against any of these approaches if they really worked. But if you look at the other published studies where the United States ranks around 40th in the world with regard to life expectancy, but they're taking more drugs than anybody else in the world, you have to really question what's going on in this country. And we're not going to change mainstream medicine, but we can change the grassroots. We can help people take a little bit better control of their own health and their own decisions, and then hopefully the need or let's say the situation that put themselves in with regard to should you take this drug, should you have this operation, do you have these problems, maybe we can reduce that. That'll be an upcoming seminar, I think. We'll talk about coronary artery disease, heart disease in general, and what people are doing. How about this? What people are doing in other countries as to why they may have a lower incidence of those problems. But before the break, we were going to talk about the steps people can take initially. Now, we talked about reducing carbohydrates, and that's a difficult one because they're highly addictive foods, and they're pleasure foods, like you said earlier, Janet. And, you know, people like that. They like to sit down for their morning coffee and have something sweet, like a donut or a muffin, or maybe even their cereal. You know, really, there's no difference between the donut and muffin and maybe that sugar-laced cereal that you're having. Or when you add the banana to it and everything, you're really loading up the carbs. So it almost any choice you have or you make for breakfast, you're carb loading, except when you get into the protein. So, you know, eggs might be a good alternative. We recommend cutting back on the fruit, but a lot of people like their fruit. So I say stick to berries. You know, berries have a low sugar content, extremely healthy, with one caveat. It's got to be organic. You know, you don't want to, you know, be consuming all those pesticides that come in the form of, you know, fruits and vegetables if they're not organically grown. You can never avoid these pesticides entirely, but you can at least try and minimize your exposure.
Very, very important, helpful information for people, and, you know, to consider doing a cardiovascular seminar in the future. I think that that's an area that so many people would be interested in, as well as the idea that we talked about with regard to aging. You want to keep your heart healthy, not that your heart is the most important organ. You can't live without your brain. You can't live without your liver. But certainly the function of your heart is very crucial in keeping you energized, keeping your brain functioning well, keeping you in the mainstream, so to speak. And there are so many different things, in addition to the poor food choices and sugar, that contribute to negative function in your heart. Dr. Slavin?
And we started off the program with the observation and probably the complaint that nobody is telling anybody what they can do to avoid getting the flu except take a flu shot. You know, every year they say 36,000 people die from the flu. Many of them, or most of them, probably had a flu shot anyway, and they're still dying. And study after study shows and I guess I can say this too, that the flu shot is less than 50% effective, and the efficacy is probably closer to 25% if there is any efficacy at all, because think about it. The flu shot is effective in people with a functioning immune system, and it's ineffective in people with a dysfunctional immune system. Who are those people? That's the elderly, the infants, the people that they want to give the flu shot to, but it doesn't really help because they don't have an immune system that's going to respond to it yet. But you want to keep those people healthy. And that always comes right back down to diet again. And one of the biggest factors that undermine your immune system is sugar. So how can you lower your intake of sugar? You can think about you're changing the foods you have for breakfast, but that never really goes over very well with people. They just, you know, so habituated into their sugar-laden foods. So I really like the approach of eating each day only during an eight-hour window. And imagine people have trouble with that, too. Imagine I give you 8 hours every day to eat, and that's not enough. Think about what your world is revolving around now. And the reason you want to do it within 8 hours, because the other 16 hours allows your body to process the food and then turn its function on itself, repairing itself, normalizing itself. Because if you're spending more than 8 hours dealing with food that you've eaten, you're not giving your body enough chance to work on itself and healing. And you can start those 8 hours any time of the day. Some people like to eat first thing in the morning. I say, okay, if you get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, that means by 4 o'clock you have to finish eating. What I like to do actually is, you know, maybe not eat until maybe 12 o'clock in the afternoon and be finished by 8 o'clock at night. I mean, all different ways to do it, but when you really limit the number of hours you consume food, you give your body a much better chance to function better.
It's true. You were talking about how important it is to avoid sugar because the sugar is so potentially damaging to your immune system. Another area that is very, very damaging to how your immune system functions is the whole line of cholesterol-lowering drugs known as statins. And when you lower your cholesterol, particularly your LDL cholesterol, you are interfering with how your immune system is meant to function. And coming up on the flu season, again, as you mentioned, Dr. Slavin, that mostly the people who are the focus of marketing for having a flu shot would be seniors. And that seems to be the area of the population where most people are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, those people over the age of 50 years. And they've been told they must keep their cholesterol levels, let's say, under 200 with a conservative practitioner and possibly a 170 or under with a more aggressive practitioner. When you do that, your white blood cell function is interfered with, and that is the basic approach for how your immune system is meant to work. So very, very important for people to understand that the medications they are taking can very well be associated with suppression of their immune system.
And you mentioned the upcoming flu season. Everybody should have their vitamin D levels checked, and you want to really optimally be around 90 for the flu season because vitamin D has been shown in some studies. I'm parsing my words now. may help lower your risk of either contracting the flu or shortening the duration and severity of the flu. So, you know, take vitamin D, it can make a difference. In fact, when someone is coming down with the flu, we'll recommend for about a 4-day period 50,000 units of vitamin D 3 times a day for about 4 days. Right now, we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com and tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. right here on this station. Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. And with me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we've really been talking about what people need to do to stay healthy on their own, because as Janet informed me, if you're not a doctor, you're not even allowed to tell people about staying healthy or alternatives to medication or anything like that. So who knows what you can do. Maybe we'll have to move this radio broadcast offshore so we can talk about okay. All the things that need to be talked about.
Very important. Dr. Slavin, you were talking about testing vitamin D levels. Is it possible for people to come into Advanced Medical Testing Centers, AMT centers, without a prescription and have their vitamin D levels tested, just their vitamin D level?
We should be able to accommodate that.
Okay.
I don't know what the, you know, if someone comes with a script from their doctor's office, you know, they can do it, and Advanced Medical Testing Centers can bill their insurance for it. But of course, you could always pay for something on your own if you can, you know. And you know, the funny thing today is, and it's not so funny, what I hear with people's insurance now is, even though everybody, I guess more and more people have insurance, I think more and more people have no coverage. And that's sort of an oxymoron, but I think that's a good way to describe the current administration, not to get into politics at all, by having insurance and no coverage, meaning large deductibles and large co-payments, and higher premiums. A lot of people are dissatisfied with the changes that were made with healthcare. Of course, the people that are receiving subsidized healthcare are very happy with it. That's what people are doing. You know, a lot of people realize they just have to pay for things, and it could be put toward their deductible at least, so they can get credit for the money they spent. So, but it's funny though. Over the years, I can't put myself in other people's minds and how they think, but we would tell them about a treatment, for example, that would save their life, and they wouldn't say, "Great, sign me up." They would say, "Does my insurance cover it?" So they put money before their health, and I can't blame people for that, but
people have budgets that they have to adhere to. And as I said before, I'm here at Greenland Variety Store in Delray Beach, and I'll be here from 11 when we finish the radio show until 2 this afternoon. And I want to tell you about, they're having a really incredible special. It's buy one, get one free from Megafood. Megafood is an all food source vitamin manufacturer. And so the entire line of Megafood supplements is buy one, get one. So that's an absolutely incredible deal. The other thing I wanted to talk about just for a moment, Dr. Slavin, is we talked about vitamin D. We talked about really high-quality foods and staying away from the foods that are contaminated with pesticides and herbicides and all sorts of chemicals. Another critically important part of how our immune systems work has to do with our gut. And we have a more socially correct, should I say, way of describing this area of the body. So rather than saying gut, what we're saying is the microbiome. And the microbiome is all of those trillions of beneficial bacteria cells that live in our lower digestive tract. And just really, really exciting news, and hopefully we can talk more about it on Monday, Dr. Slavin. There's Janabiotic, and it's available on Janazon now. So anybody who goes to Janazon.com will see the Janabiotic, and it is a very, very specific formula with the particular types of beneficial bacteria that are going to enhance the antioxidant aspect of the foods that you eat, going to reduce inflammation, so many beneficial effects. And the focus of those beneficial effects, Dr. Slavin, is your immune system.
And, I mean, you make a good point that the microbiome or all of the friendly bacteria in our digestive tract play a major role in our health. One way or the other. If we have dysbiosis, meaning the wrong bacteria, you're going to be sick. And if you have the right bacteria, you're going to be healthier. And eating the right foods or the wrong foods plays a big role, too, in your gut bacteria. So you can see how everything, there's an interplay with everything. Think about it. If you're not eating organic, meaning you're exposed to more of the pesticides and herbicides that they spray on the crops, that kills things. And when you ingest it, it kills your gut bacteria as well. An interesting thing, too, is we talk about genetically modified foods. There's also genetically engineered foods, and some of these foods are engineered to make their own pesticides. So if an insect were to attack it, you know, it would die because of the pesticides that were genetically engineered into the food. So what happens when you eat that food? Kills your own bacteria as well. Now, dysbiosis, having the wrong bacteria, has been associated with many neurological diseases. So that that makes me something we don't talk about often enough is the comprehensive digestive stool analysis, which you can have done if you're having any kind of digestive tract problem. I don't necessarily recommend that as the first line. The first line would be improve your diet, meaning cut back on the sugar. That would be the number one thing you can do. Cut back on the on eating non-organic foods, and of course avoid GMOs. There's no exception, you know. There's no excuse to have GMOs on purpose, at least. And I say cut back on the sugar. Take friendly bacteria. Some people benefit greatly from digestive enzymes as well. And if that still isn't helping your digestion, then do the comprehensive digestive stool analysis and see what you might be missing. For example, there may be parasites in your system that you're not going to pick up automatically. There may be overgrowth of yeast, which needs to be checked for. There may be dysbiosis, another bacteria growing that you're not aware of. But if you take the steps I just mentioned, most cases, I think people will get better. I wanted to say, Janet, before we run out of time, I just wanted to say, so I personally like to use that 8-hour window of eating, and it makes it easier for me because I don't have to deal with those breakfast carbohydrates. So for lunch, usually it's a salad with some type of protein. And the same thing for dinner. Makes it very easy. And people say, but how, you're not eating enough. Well, you know what? When you control your blood sugar, and as a consequence, your insulin levels, you don't feel hungry. And, you know, there's a saying, I forget who said it, but it's maximize your nutritional intake and minimize your calorie intake. So it's not about eating a lot of food. It's about eating the right foods. And then, of course, I take a lot of supplements, not as many as Al, you know, but a multivitamin, fish oil, CoQ10, probiotics, extra vitamin E, and a couple of more in there, like curcumin, fucoidin, things like that. Okay, Janet, your turn.
Thank you. We were talking about the situation surrounding using a flu vaccine as a way to reduce your risk of contracting the flu during that very, very well-publicized flu season. And once again, there are a number of different substances that tend to be included in the vaccine that have the potential to kill off that beneficial bacteria in your lower digestive tract. Very, very important to understand that you're risking the health and function of your immune system with the flu shot in that additional way. And Dr. Slavin mentioned the comprehensive digestive stool analysis that's available at AMT centers. And one of the things that you can do is evaluate the health of your microbiome with a comprehensive digestive stool analysis, and that will give you the information if the beneficial bacteria product, if the acidophilus probiotic product that you're using, you will find out if it is doing the job. So it's a way to assure yourself that you are supporting your immune system, supporting your digestion, and supporting all manner of different functions throughout your body with those beneficial bacteria. Keep in mind that if you have dental problems, if you have upper digestive distress, it can originate in your lower digestive tract. And I've researched the components in Janabiotic, and you have lots of information about how exactly this formula works. Dr. Slavin?
And I hear music, which means we've run out of time for today's program. I just want to let everybody know we will be broadcasting on Monday, Labor Day, live. So I hope you can tune in. I'd like to thank all our listeners. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with me has been Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Come see me at Greenland.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.